This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the American Family Farmer on the air. I am an American Family Farmer. My name is Doug Steffen. I'm on the air. There are a lot of different incarnations of me and broadcast, as Rush refers to it, broadcast excellence. I think a lot of the American Family Farmer show we're doing now is one of my passions. Matter of fact, the people that run Talkers Magazine said that often they listen to this program and they think I'm more passionate when I do the farm stuff than anything else that I do. Well, I believe passionately in things like health. So I have a program you can find at gooddayhealthshow.com focusing on how you can be healthier, what's good in it. It is that we want to know, frankly, what the new info is to help you stay healthier. Same thing with Your Hidden Power, another show that I do, focusing on, I suppose we call it the sixth sense, things that are unusual in the world. I do my daily radio program, the DJV show. So there's a lot of activity at DougSteffen.com. You can find these things, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, every week. But one of my passions really is the farm and what's going on the farm. And I put this program together with a couple of other people, focusing on how to save the family farm with good ideas from people. We have every week a different guest that spends a half hour, 35 minutes with us talking about whatever he or she is doing that I think is a good sign that farming is healthy or can be healthy. Even though you look around, I like to start the program with news, information, looking more at the ag census and how dairy is declining, especially on the East Coast through the Midwest, though. Some of the farms that are getting, I guess it depends on where you go. The news is that net farm income has risen because of the impact of the big, the huge dairy farms, the larger. I'm looking at a couple of states here in Maryland and Delaware, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. There are more and more people getting out of dairy and going into chicken, whether they're raising broilers or they're raising eggs for, I mean, the hens that raise, that give us eggs. There's that. More vegetable farms here and there. They're layering up. But I find, because I'm a dairy guy, I've been around cows all my life, that that's my passion. So when I saw this story about a farm in Lawnside, New Jersey called Free Haven Farm, run by a couple of folks who actually came from Connecticut, well, the fellow, it's a Micaiah and Cynthia Hall, who own and operate Free Haven Farm. They learned about agriculture as young people. They've been to school to study food chains and soil chemistry and all that sort of thing. But they've practically, they've applied what they know to have a good farm. And that's really, this farm's only, excuse me, been here in existence as a farm run by them for a couple of years, but they already have something that I think is really worthy of note, and that is what they've done this summer. I've been thinking about doing this and trying to figure out how I might do it. This farm, located sort of in an urban setting like mine is, I'm in suburban Boston in a town called Framingham. I have the largest piece of land, and I'm really trying to save it for agriculture and for, you know, perpetuity, if you will, forever. These folks have a farm outside of Philadelphia in southern Jersey, and this summer they have held a series of week-long camps, 20 young people at a time coming in to learn about agriculture, to learn about our ecosystems, to learn about food. How many youngsters who are in junior high school or high school do you know who actually have a working knowledge of agriculture, who actually know where their food comes from? I'm still, maybe I shouldn't be, but astounded at the number of people, young people, who don't know anything about where the food comes from. They think it comes from the grocery store. And I'm talking about kids that are 12, 13, 14 years of age, don't know anything about farming. So these folks, the Halls, have established this farm to help people understand where the food comes from, but also to encourage people who may have an interest and an acumen. Learning about acumen is important. Do you have a green thumb? Are you interested in animals? We have it's very interesting. I'll give this as an example of how you take young students who don't know anything. Many of you who've gone to my farm website, Eastley, E-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you can see what goes on my farm. I raise Jersey replacement heifers, and this year I've brought in a few different breeds, and we have a bovine sanctuary for a couple of different breeds as well, saving cows that otherwise would go to slaughter, and people got interested in them individually, and they said to me, I've been thinking about doing a bovine sanctuary for a long time. Would you take these cows and raise them and save them? I said, sure. So there are lots of different things you can do, but I find with my ice cream, we have a lot of ice cream is sold on the farm. Ice cream, we have an ice cream bus, actually a couple of them that travel around. And people come to the farm, they get their ice cream, they walk around, look at the animals, talk to the cows, and learn. Younger children, I try to encourage, we actually have a little thing going on now, a promotion. You buy one ice cream and get one free, so you bring your children, you pay for your ice cream, and we give you a free cone for the kids, so they can then walk around the farm and see what's going on, and talk to the cows, and see what life is like on a farm, because kids just said, oh, it smells, I hear that. It does. It smells like cows. That's what cows smell like. I have not been able to put together what needed to be put together to have a camp, but I take my hat off to these folks, the Halls, who are from Lawnside, New Jersey, who do believe that we have to teach young people not only about where the food comes from, but how to farm. I learned farming by doing it. I raised calves, fed them from when I was 7 years old, 8 years old. I learned what they were all about, learned how to birth them at an early age. But that's not happening. It's not a practical, it apparently isn't practical, although I attended an auction this past weekend in Connecticut, and the fellow doing the auctions said, I've been doing this since 1970. The prices for things are going down. The value of the commodities on the farm, there were no animals left there, but there were a lot of things, trucks and tractors and implements and that sort of thing. And the prices were, for the most part, quite low. And this was all the money in the world to this guy, 80-some-odd years old, who quit farming. You know, farmers don't have retirement. And they work for themselves, so they barely have Social Security unless they have a job off of the farm. We all kind of understand, those of us who are in the business, we pay the bills and that's about it. You have enough money to pay the mortgage and pay if you have help, or you don't pay yourself. You pay the bills. That's it. And so all of these things, the farming dream that many have still to make it successful, you got to learn about the farm. In order to make it successful, you got to learn how to do it. So maybe there'll be more people that'll take a page from the Hall's playbook and have camps so that young people can come in and learn about agriculture and learn about how it all works. I'm going to try to do that myself next summer. Meanwhile, we have a special focus on a particular product, I guess. Who can be passionate about lettuce? How can someone be passionate about lettuce? Well, you're going to find, as we listen to the next few minutes here on the program, that there is someone who is really passionate about lettuce, and we'll meet him in a matter of moments. Right now, something else I'm passionate about, and that as farmers, we all need to get a good night's rest. We need to go to bed at the right time. We need to get up feeling refreshed. And if you toss around and turn around all night long, you wake up feeling worse than you did when you went to bed. You better examine the conditions under which you are sleeping. I look at some of the research that's being done into sleep and things that are pretty simple. Mattresses, yep, got a lousy mattress, got to have a lousy night's sleep. Pillows, got a lousy pillow, or lousy pillows, you're going to get a bad night's sleep. Same is true for the mattress topper that you have, the sheets that you use, all the things that are the focus of MyPillow at MyPillow.com. And so we have made arrangements with the folks at MyPillow to give you all kinds of discounts by going to MyPillow.com using the code DJB. You can save from 35 to 65% depending on what you're trying to buy. Pillows, standard pillows, there are upgraded pillows, sheets, the discount on the mattress topper. It's just fabulous stuff. And I encourage you to take a look at it. Study what's there. Decide what's good for you and your family, because your family wants to get a good night's rest, needs it. Then go to MyPillow.com and order whatever it is that you need. Good pillows, good place to start. Then a mattress topper is a great place to go. Sheets, all that good stuff. Let's see what you can get for a good discount when you use the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for their time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Merrigan Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, now inviting you to listen to a conversation with Jacob Panchenik. It's very interesting to have somebody who has taken one specific thing in agriculture and made it his passion. So I guess I'm wondering, did you look, Jacob, for something, or did you just find as a kid you like growing lettuce, it was easy to grow, and you watched it grow fast? What really, I know your background is much more complicated than that, so let's start with that. Where are you from, and what have you done in your life so far?
Yeah, well, most of my life I was doing all other things than growing. I built a couple software companies, and then I was most recently in the film business, and I was financing and producing films. And I met my wife on the last one, and soon thereafter, she was pregnant, and I went from reading scripts to reading food package labels. And
there's a change in scenery. Man, that's very interesting. So what did you find? You obviously became concerned, and then you became active. What were you? What was your first concern?
Well, the first thing, I didn't know what was on the, what the things in the food were, all this more innovative products. I think it started with GMOs, and that might have been a proxy for everything else, but I didn't know what a GMO was. I called my friend. He didn't know. I called another friend. He didn't know. And I went down a list of about 10 people that I knew. Not a single person knew. And
see, that's what I was just talking about. I don't know if you were listening to me a few minutes ago, but this starts, people think it starts with children. It doesn't. It starts with adults. Adults don't know anymore anything about the food supply, what's in their food. And this is a fabulous way of us introducing the problem and trying to deal with it with adults. Because oftentimes I talk here and in my own experience on my own farm about youngsters. But it's amazing how out to lunch, and I say that lovingly, adults are, as you just pointed out. You talk to all your friends, they don't know from nothing about really, you know, what some of the main problems are, the main components are in growing. So let's we'll start with that and branch out as we have time to really get to know you and what you're doing. Jacob Panchenik is here with us on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring.
Every farmer is special. Every farm is special. Lots of different types of farming going on in America these days. And our purpose here on the American Family Farmer, with our broadcast and our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, is to bring folks around to understanding the connection between families and food and the farm. A lot of the repeat performances I get from people is, in terms of response, comes from farmers, mostly people running farm businesses and the locavores who are enjoying the things that are being grown by people like Jacob Pachanik, who is a lettuce grower. His website, I'm fascinated with your website, lettucegrow.com. I suppose you can play on that, and I'm guessing that you're smart enough to have thought of that. So that it isn't just lettuce, but let us grow. It's a very good way for you to see how all of this stuff happens, and it's encouraging. You get people, I love what you say, is in 3 weeks you'll be harvesting dinner and no green thumb is required. I kind of like that. All right, so you're telling us the story of how you got started, your background in the film industry. You didn't know what the heck was, and your wife is an actress as well. You're a producer, your wife, somebody well-known, Zooey Deschanel. I think you became aware of what was going on as you became parents. So tell us, bring us from when you started looking around, you talked to people, they don't know anything either. So then where did you go with the knowledge that you didn't know anything?
Yeah, well, I think we decided, we wanted to have the healthiest baby that we could have. And we said, let's eat the food as nature intended it. And we were able to sort of opt out of the mainstream food and go to Whole Foods organic section or go to our local farmers market. But I realized, most people can't afford this. They don't have this luxury. And started just to get concerned about the world that our future child was going to inherit. So that led to a big move for me, and that was starting a farm. And I knew nothing about it, but I had met two other gentlemen that had built a really cool backyard farm, and they wanted to scale it up. And the idea was organic lettuce for the mainstream. And so we built the first organically certified aquaponics farm in Texas. And we were doing something like 20,000 heads of lettuce a month and serving top restaurants here. And that really wasn't enough. We wanted to bring it to the mainstream and starting to look at how to get our product into grocery stores, I was in for another awakening, and that's our global supply chain. And I just learned that the supply chain isn't geared at all for fresh food. It's hyper-efficient at delivering shelf-stabilized product that can sit on a shelf for years.
It's not geared toward the consumer at all. It's geared toward the producer, to the promoter, to the middleman. It's not geared. Our food system, which used to be, because everybody, you know, 100 years ago had their own land and they had a cow and they had the ability to grow their own food, now it's all done by, unfortunately, the too much of it's done by the corporate entities, these huge agribusinesses, and that's kind of what I rail against. It's, I mean, they have a place, and so we need to feed everybody. That's great. But what are you feeding them? And I think that goes back to what you were saying a few minutes ago, Jacob, about what's on the label. If you look at the label, you become, I sold raw milk for a number of years at my farm, and even though a kid growing up, I drank raw milk, I didn't really know what was in it until I had it analyzed, and then I compared a label of my milk to a label of the local, you know, Yucca Bunga milk, which has no nutritional value at all. I thought to myself, my God, that's got to be the same with everything else that we're eating and doing, you know, the things we're doing to our bodies. So good for you. I want to talk about hydroponics and aquaponics as we grow lettuce here. From lettucegrow.com, Jacob Pichon.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Continuing now with our focus on family farming, where our food comes from. That's what the American Family Farmer Show is all about. I'm Doug Steffen. Jacob Pechenik is with us, who is a lettuce grower. He founded a company called LettuceGrow.com. And I think, although it was a little heavy-handed, I suggested it wasn't just about lettuce. Let us grow is something that I thought, maybe I was the only clever one here. Or maybe I wasn't as clever as I thought I was, Jacob, and having people understand that you do more than just grow lettuce. And so let me go back to the origins of people understanding food grows in different circumstances. We have things that grow in the soil. We have things that grow in water. And I think to further explain, you talked about aquaponics earlier in terms of the lettuce that you were growing. But now I know that you have a hydroponic focus. So what's the difference for the unschooled between aquaponics and hydroponics?
Well, aquaponics is when you raise fish and leafy greens in the same ecosystem. So the concept is that you feed the fish, and for us, we were feeding the fish organic food. The fish waste would then feed and fertilize the leafy greens, which would then clean the water. So theoretically, it's a zero-waste system where you don't have to let off the waste of the fish, and you also don't need to add chemicals or anything to feed the lettuce. In reality, it's very complicated to get it right because you need the perfect balance for the fish, and you need the perfect balance for the lettuce, and you need them both to work together in harmony. I think we did a good job at it, but it was tough going.
Oh, yeah, it's very tough. Does it make a difference, do you think, Jacob, where you are in the company, in the country physically to do this? Are some places better for growing lettuce or anything this way than others?
Well, our idea at the time was that you doing a system like aquaponics and also like hydroponics actually helps deal with the seasonality a lot better, and you could do it in different areas of the country. With Let Us Grow, the whole concept behind it is making growing super fun and easy for even the most inexperienced person. And there's three components of our offering. One is what we call a farm stand, and that's a hydroponic growing device. And that occupies about 2 square feet, but it produces the equivalent of 45 square feet of yield if you were doing raised beds. There's another cool benefit of it in that you're just growing with water. Water's great buffer. And in the summer, like we're growing in Austin, Texas, now it's, 100 degrees every day. Mm-hmm. The inside of that farm stand's about 15 degrees cooler because you've got this evaporative cooling effect going on. So it means that, where kale would stop growing in May in the ground, we could continue to grow it for a couple more months in the farm stand because you've got this cooling capability. And then similarly in the winter, you could have these overnight freezes that aren't so great for a lot of varieties. But if you put a little heater into the water, you could warm the water just enough so the roots have the right temperature offering.
So as I look at all of the things that you are promoting, and that's really what the website does, helps people understand how easy it is to do these things. Even the pictures, I don't know whether you have that sense or your wife has the sense of making things attractive. And that's what, when you go to the grocery store, frankly, or you buy anything, you buy a car, you want to go into an atmosphere of new clothing that is inviting. And this, everything about what I see here is very inviting, and you're to be congratulated on having it make it, you're telling people it's easy, it is fun. I think there's nothing more fabulous than watching things grow. I think that's why I have so much passion for the farm, the animals, but watching as the years go by, I plant a lot of corn, and just watching it grow. I mean, people think I'm silly, but it's fun. Isn't it fun?
Not silly at all. Yeah. I think there's the experience I got with starting the farm, there's a magic to growing.
Mm-hmm.
We also had field crops, and I remember when the first radish was ready, pulled it out of the ground, wiped it off of my jeans, took a bite. There was some dirt on it, but I didn't mind having a mouthful of it.
Yeah.
There was no chemicals, and there was so much pride.
Yeah.
And it was the best radish, maybe the best vegetable I ever had. And that experience woke me up to just also my place in the world and how everything we do has an effect. And a curiosity of when I go to a restaurant or the grocery store, where did that radish come from and how was that raised? And that, I call that a magic. And, nowadays it's so hard to deliver that magic to people. You have to start your own farm, and your listeners, many of them have done it, but it doesn't really work within our modern constraints,
No.
50% of the people live in cities, No.
Although there's a new trend, I think, Jacob, there's a trend. People are starting urban gardens on the roof of buildings in New York and San Francisco and elsewhere. I think there's because people are realizing, maybe not as many as we would like, but people are realizing that we have lost quality in food, the consciousness. And I don't mean this to sound like a snob or an arrogant so-and-so, but it really does separate a lot of the population when you get right down to it, thinking about how you're taking care of yourself, your body, your family. There's a consciousness to that. And a lot of times that word is used to apply to people who are cut from a different cloth. I don't see it that way. I don't think I'm anything special. I think I'm different, but I don't know if I'm special. I'm different because I am focused on this, and you are as well, and your wife and your family and your friends. And so there's a movement that's kind of expanding, and that's one of the, I use the term locavore to refer to people who will apply themselves to getting things that you're growing. And by the way, how many different, what are you, you have a large, is it a greenhouse? What does it look, what does the facility look like where you're growing all this stuff? It's not just lettuce, you got lots of things that are growing in this facility, right?
Yeah, well, that facility we actually ended up shutting down because of the whole supply chain, you know, issues that we discussed. I realized, you know, in order to expand that, our food would be traveling, you know, 1,000 miles, 1,500 right. miles, take 10 to 11 days to get to its destination.
And when it gets there, it has no value whatsoever.
Product. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Totally corrupts the product. And, you know, the more astonishing fact is that 52% of all fruits and vegetables go to waste before anyone ever eats it. So yeah. that's a huge disservice to the farmers that grow them and to, you know, and to the people. So, I think that's what really led to the creation of Let Us Grow, which is, you know, we need to change the system and we need to raise awareness and like refine that consciousness and that magic. And if we appeal to consumers in that way, they'll start voting with their dollars and start, you know, supporting local farmers and start driving investment to support new local food economies. And so that's where I thought the most efficient way to do that was to help deliver that magic and help everybody grow regardless of their situation.
And that's basically what the message is. It's not hidden. When you go to the website, letusgrow.com, you'll see a way for you to become not a farmer, but a grower. I think maybe that's a better way. Let Us Grow, lettuce spelled out, L-E-T-T-U-C-E, grow.com. We're going to talk about how you can do that, what Jacob has put together, so that you, in fact, can become your own farmer, your own grower. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here in the American Family Farmer. If you're aching because you've been milking cows for a long time like I have, and your back hurts and your knees hurt and your ankles hurt, there are a lot of people, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a farmer, no matter what, active people, as they get older, get stiff. They have aches and they have pains. I found a game changer in dealing with my aches and pains. It's called Joint Formula 14 from a company in Reno, Nevada called Sierracil. Listeners from all around the country are getting onto the program and feeling the relief. Whether you've got problems with your former sports, all the aches and pains from sports activities, there's Joint Formula 14 helping you if you have replacement surgery, hip replacement, knee replacement, that sort of thing. And for me, chasing around my dog Daisy May, or chasing a cow that gets loose, or a chicken that's running across the barnyard, whatever it is, I find Sierracil gives me relief through their product, Joint Formula 14. Call Joint Formula 14, because if it doesn't work for you in 14 days, you get your money back. If you've tried glucosamine, chondroitin, and all those sorts of things, they work, but it's a kind of an awkward way of doing it. And this is not awkward. Joint Formula 14 is different. It's easy, and it's guaranteed to work or your money back. Call 877-743-7720 and ask about the half-price offer for DJV listeners. Use the promo code DJV when you call 877-743-7720. If you really want relief, call that number. You can go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. The 50% offer is it holds there as well. So either of the two ways to get to the product and to enjoy the relief, 50% off of Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live or by calling 877-743-7720.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole and I'm getting benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about 2 months and I just love the way it works.
This is George and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
On his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Doug Seven here with the American Family Farmer. I was studying something that I really wanted to pass along to you about people who are going to various events around the country that are encouraging people on the farm to surround themselves with positivity. It's so hard. You hear me talking about it, and I'm guilty of this myself sometimes, where you get so down, the situation on the farm is so bad, the government has messed things up to a fairly well, a big ag has spoiled it for the American family farmer, or at least that's what they'd have us believe. But there are a lot of family farmers who are getting together, staying positive, encouraging each other. And I think that's sort of, this is a psychological focus, if I may, for a little bit, because I think, and I actually got the idea from reading something from William Brown, who lives in upstate New York, about how sharing with people who are like-minded, having the like experiences that you are, and that's kind of, again, back to this program and what we're all about here, coming up with ideas from other people who are sharing your experience but have come out of it in a better way, perhaps. So they have more ideas or different ideas. And so, you know, I did it on my farm by selling raw milk. Was it easy? No. But I wanted the farm, the dairy, to continue, and I wasn't going to sell milk into a pool for $4 less than it cost me 100 weight to make it. And, you know, you hear me talking about these people all the time, but they really are. They're the bad dudes, and you don't want to surround yourself with them. You want to find people who have come up with ideas, you know, maybe making ice cream on your own farm and selling it, or cheese. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. You just have to have the gumption to do it, and a lot of people to help you. I think working on similar projects together on the farm with various farmers doing the work is another swell way to remain positive and keep your farm going. The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, here a few more minutes with Jacob and his letusgrow.com website. So what you're trying to do, what you're doing to expand on your theory is to get people to grow themselves. So you have sort of a kit, do you not, that people can get, or what's included? How do you get people to understand how easy this is and to make it work for them?
Yeah, so there's three key parts, and one is the farm stand, which we were talking about, which is a hydroponic device, and it's produces 45 square foot of yield, and plants grow 30% faster than growing in the ground and use 95% less water. The second part are seedlings. We actually, that lettuce farm I was talking about is converted to a seedling farm, and we have a network of regional seedling farms where we grow the plants for the first 2 to 3 weeks and send them to you to put them in the farm stand. So you tell us what you want to eat. We know when the best time and the right variety to send you for your climate, and you pop them in the farm stand when you get them in the mail. And
the farm stand, you know, is a growing facility, is it not?
It's a growing device, yep. You just fill it up with water and nutrients, and then you pop in the seedling starts, and they grow. We've grown them for the sort of the hardest part of their life, the germination and making sure that they're going to succeed.
Yeah.
And then the third part is the community, where we are building, you know, a network of people that help each other. We also have right now an iPhone app that will tell you exactly, you know, remind you to add water, will tell you exactly how much nutrients to add each week, because we know what you're growing on it. And you can even take a picture and scan the plants. We'll tell you what they are. We'll tell you fun facts and recipes you can make with them. And then in the future, if we see pests or, you know, deficiencies, we can tell you to adjust your nutrients or your pH.
I want you to stay with me for another few minutes, because I want to focus on how people can actually do this. Locavores, folks that want to start their own little farm stand. So we'll get the way to do that in detail in a minute from Jacob here on the American Family Farmer.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
The American Family Farmer podcast every week on the current. We have them archived in order at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The current one begins with an update on this year's growing season. Then we talk to an organic grower and activist from Cleveland, Ohio, Christine DeJesus. She was a college teacher, and she wasn't making enough money to put food on the table, so she started growing on her own. it's not the same story as we're telling here with Jacob, but it's people finding ways to get around the problems that we have of dealing with the kind of food that's being generated in our country these days. And so this is a nice story about somebody who worked on a farm. She was growing hops for a brewery, understanding soil amendments, went on to a certain kind of management for growing cannabis and hemp and that sort of thing, has become very active in that area. So it's a good story about somebody who's become successful. I'm a big believer in growing hemp. And so that's why I'm interested in getting your reaction to what you hear. I'm always able to watch and see. You can get to me on Facebook, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, or Twitter @Doug Steffen, and listen to the podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Jacob Pachanik here from LettuceGrow.com by having you understand what it is and who it is that can use the products that they've come up with, that you can see very visually and very well at LettuceGrow.com. So here we have, we're encouraging people to grow all kinds of things. I think it's very well explained on your website, signing up for it. As a matter of fact, if you would like to take advantage of what Jacob has created here and use the code FAMILYFARMER, when you go to the website, you'll get a discount on getting the farm stand and the starter pack. So you want to tell us what's in the starter pack, Jacob? Spend a minute on that, if you will.
Sure. The starter pack would be, you know, if you had a small farm stand that has 24 ports, the starter pack would be 24 seedlings, if you get to choose which ones they are. So that could be, you know, a list of herbs, leafy greens, veggies like tomatoes, cucumbers, eggplants that we're growing now, peppers, And then in addition to that would be enough nutrients to probably grow about 300 plants to maturity.
What does the average family need? Let's say the average family of four or five. How much of this product do they need for over the course of a year, let's say?
Well, the nice thing is that the farm stand is extendable, so you can always add levels, and that's what I see people do. You start with four levels, and then the interesting thing is that food starts to become reliable and predictable. And once you know that there's always something to eat, you start to eat at home a little bit more, and then you want more, and then you add another level. So I went from one to two full devices in my house, and now I'm at three, and I'm giving a lot away. But I've seen our own lifestyle and eating patterns change because of having this yield. And that's what we're doing it for. It's not for the growing of it. It's for the eating of it and the health of it.
Well, but the benefit of watching things grow, youngsters especially, and so you have a program, if you sell X number of these, and it's the farm stand in most people's mind is the place alongside of the road where you go to buy stuff. In this case, this is a stand that you can grow your own food in using the hydroponic techniques that that Jacob has outlined. So you sell how many of them, and then you're able to give one to a school so children can learn how to grow.
Exactly. For every 10 that we sell, we give a farm stand, which is the device, and then a year's worth of seedlings to a school. By watching my kids interact with it and other kids, you know, whether it's with the farm stand or on a farm, I'm convinced it's in our DNA.
Yep.
To grow.
When I started at 8 years, 7 years of age, whatever it was, I remember having that first experience with a radish, the same as you did. As you said that, I'm thinking I had the same experience. Radish was the first to grow, pull it out of the ground, wipe the dirt off, and eat it. And man, it's a fabulous experience. All right. So in the interest of time, I want to send people again to your website, letusgrow.com. Check out the starter pack and do something for yourself, your family. Teach your children, if you're not a farmer, but you're a locavore. Maybe a farmer brings this into his farm stand literally and shows people how to do it. I was kind of thinking about that myself. I might get one of these for my farm and just have people look at it and say, what in the world is that? And encourage people to grow that way. So go to letusgrow.com, buy this one of these starter packs, use the code FAMILYFARMER, and you get a discount. Good to get to know you, Jacob. Thank you. Jacob Pachenik here from letusgrow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.